Chapter 35, Miraculous Medicine. For the next 40 years, nobody knew what became of Eliyahu. He spent that time wandering the world, serving Hashem in his special, secret way. Then, one day, he turned up in the city of Worms. He had married and had a son and 2 daughters, all of whom had grown up and married. Rav Eliyahu and his wife arrived alone in Worms. Worms was an ancient city located in the western part of Germany. It had been built along the left banks of the Rhine, a giant river that winds its way across over 600 miles, cutting through Germany and continuing through many other countries. As far as we know, the Jewish community in Worms was formed over 1,000 years ago. In its time, it enjoyed years of growth and wealth. Many famous Rabbanim lived there, such as Rav Elazar, known as the Rekeach, and Rav Baruch and his son Rav Meir, the Maharam of Rottenburg, as well as Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, Rashi. Jewish life in Worms was interrupted a number of times by tragic pogroms. There were also periods of cruel expulsion when all Jews were banished from the city. One such expulsion took place on Shvi Shel Pesach in the year 5375, corresponding to 1615. When the Jews were again driven from their homes and the community's buildings were destroyed. Less than a year later, they were allowed to return to Worms. It was then that Rav Eliyahu appeared in the city. The Jews of Worms realized that Rav Eliyahu was an exceptional person, and they appointed him as their Rav and leader. His home was open to every Jew, and streams of people made their way to him from Worms and its surrounding areas. They came because Rav Eliyahu had a reputation of being a tremendous Talmud Chacham, as well as a miracle worker. His blessings had cured many sick people, and childless couples bore children. Stories of these miracles spread quickly, reaching great distances and attracting the interest of many people, who referred to Rav Eliyahu as Rav Eliyahu Baal Shem. News of the miracle worker of Worms reached the Jewish community of Speyer, one of the most important and ancient cities in Germany. At that time, Rav Pinchas Zelig lived in Speyer. He was a Gaon and a Tzaddik, but he was also extremely strong in his opinions. Rav Pinchas Zelig wished to discover what sort of person Rav Eliyahu really was. He sent 3 of his best students to Worms to test the Torah knowledge and the character of the Baal Shem. Rav Eliyahu welcomed the men with warmth and friendship. Although he knew why they had come, he was not at all insulted. In fact, he showed them great honor and even invited them to stay and eat at his home. The men from Speyer stayed in the home of the Baal Shem for 10 days. They spoke at great length with their host, discussing many areas of Torah wisdom. It did not take them long to discover that Rav Eliyahu was a truly tremendous Talmud Chacham. They were able to discuss every topic of Nigla. However, when it came to Nistar, they did not understand anything at all. Rav Eliyahu opened a book of Zohar before them. All study of Kabbalah is based on the teachings contained in the Zohar. However, until the Sefer was printed for the first time a number of years earlier in Italy, most of the Jewish people were unaware that it existed at all. When Rav Eliyahu began teaching his guests from the book of Zohar, they discovered wonderful, deep explanations to Torah that they had never heard in their lives. Nevertheless, or perhaps especially because it was all so new to them, the men were amazed and excited by the secrets that their host revealed. The guests watched the steady stream of visitors knocking at the door of the Baal Shem, requesting blessings for all sorts of things. There were always a number of people suffering from various types of illnesses. The cures that Rav Eliyahu would suggest for them were strange and surprising. For example, he would give some people a strong drink made from honey. To others, he gave raisin wine. Among his other cures were plants mixed with honey and baked products with oil. The Baal Shem gave these items along with words of inspiration that drew them even closer to Hashem and the Torah and mitzvahs. Some of the sick did not receive any form of medicine, but were instead treated to sharp words of Musar. Rav Eliyahu would tell them off severely for sins that they had committed. These people would be moved to tears and would promise to do tshuva and lead a better life. All of the sick visitors whether or not they had received some form of medicine, and no matter whether they had received words of encouragement or harsh rebuke, made surprising recoveries shortly after visiting the Belshem. This was truly miraculous. Some of them had been too weak to stand on their feet before receiving Revelio's blessing. The messengers returned to Speyer and reported to Rav Pinchas Zelig all that they had seen and heard. It was clear that they were extremely impressed by the Baal Shem and admired him greatly. All of the wonderful rumors that we heard from him were absolutely true, they told Rav Pinchas Zelig. He is a tremendous tzaddik, an incredible Talmud Chacham, and his blessings are always fulfilled. There can be no doubt that he deserves the title of Baal Shem. Rav Pinchas Zelig, however, was not ready to accept what his students had told him. He was very bothered by all that he heard. He asked endless questions of the three men. When he heard about the Baal Shem's study of the Zohar and his ways of curing sick people, his face darkened in disapproval. Rav Pinchas Zelig was one of the leading Torah giants of those times who fought bitterly against the study of Kabbalah and especially against the Book of Zohar. He decided to hold an emergency meeting of respected Rabbanim in order to discuss what he had discovered about Revelio Baal Shem of Worms and to decide together how they would treat him. At the meeting, Rav Pinchas Zelig gave a fiery speech against the leaders of those who believe in studying the Kabbalah. He described them in such terrible terms that the Rabbanim were convinced that Revelio was a great danger to the Jewish people. Without any proof to his claim, Rav Pinchas Zelig informed the Rabbanim that in order to heal people, the Baal Shem made forbidden use of the holy names of Malachim. At the end of the meeting, the Rabbanim decided to send new messengers to Worms. This time, some of the greatest Rabbanim would go. Their mission was to warn Revelio to stop teaching and using the Kabbalah to heal people. If he would not agree, the Rabbanim would force him to leave Germany altogether. The group made their way to Worms to deliver their stern warning. Although they were following the instructions of great Torah sages, they were a little anxious. No one could know in advance how the Baal Shem would respond to the serious attack against him and his ways.